It's another special edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the 2014 SHOT Show, the Sands Convention Center in Las Vegas. This time, my guest is Major Ed Pulido from the Folds of Honor Foundation. Major Ed, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a great day to be an American, be here in this great venue to celebrate freedom, but more importantly, understand that the men and women in uniform who fight for our liberties and for the freedom that we have in this country do it because it's the American way.
Well, Ed, you and I have worked together on the podcast before. One of the most popular podcasts I put out was one that we recorded at Rock Castle, and it was a really moving experience for me to learn about your history and how you came to be involved with the Folds.
That's right. You know, the Folds of Honor Foundation was started by Major Dan Rooney, the F-16 fighter pilot, PGA golf professional, with a vision that we will never leave a family behind on the field of battle. To date, we've awarded over 5,500 scholarships to the spouses and children of the fallen and wounded, and then also have raised over $30 million. And the great thing about our foundation, it's red, white, and blue. We understand that flag means a lot. It's not about just giving a flag to a family and saying thank you for on behalf of a grateful nation. It's more than that. It's giving them the educational support they need, the benefits, the support, and more importantly, at the end of the day, making sure that their children are taken care of. And that's what we're all about. And 5,500 scholarships, and we've got so many different partners across the country. And look where I'm at today, living the American dream, my friend.
That's right. And this is a celebration of that American dream, our Second Amendment rights. But you found the community of like-minded people, people that support our armed forces and want to support the families after the fight.
It is. And you know what? For me, it's personal. My two little girls are Folds of Honor scholarship recipients. And I know you've heard my story, but I'll let the folks here know. On August 17th of 2004, I hit an improvised explosive device, a roadside bomb, that would change my life forever. The first fragment hit my knee, broken in three places. Fragments to the left side of my body. I was in trouble. But through the grace of God, and I always say it's about God, country, family, and the enlisted and the non-commissioned officer, the backbone of our military, that I was able to render aid and get out of a bad spot. And, of course, was put on a helicopter. I headed to Baghdad, 17 hours in surgery, blood transfusions. I always say that I got a little female blood in me when I got one of my blood transfusions because I cry a lot now, you know, and I get emotional. But at the end of the day, you know, I went back, came back to the United States, and I remember when I landed at Walter Reed, and they took me off that plane, and I remember thinking to myself, what is it going to be like to come home? And I was greeted by our Vietnam Veterans of America, the American Legion, and, you know, folks like that are here today, and I was just so honored and blessed that, you know, they gave me this Purple Heart pin and put it on me and said, you know what, welcome home. And one Vietnam veteran said to me, the mistakes made on us won't be made on you, young man.
That's fantastic. And I think that's indicative across the board of how the American people really embrace our fighting men and women. And the Folds is an additional extension. It's an additional way for the American people to look out for the people who are looking out for us.
That's right. And you know what? It, just to even put a little bit more perspective into the story, I end up at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio. And you just talked about it, the support. And I was there. I had E. coli, Enterobacter, two staph infections, went from 195 to 118 pounds in 40 days. What a crash diet, by the way. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm facing death for the second time. And my left leg was amputated. But you know what? It was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I tell people I would lose my life for the freedom that we have in this great nation. And that's without apology. And as my father once told me, that when you take the oath of office, it's about defending God, country, family, and the men and women in uniform in support of defending this great country.
Right. Folds of Honor has had a great deal of traction in the golfing community, raising money through, remind me the name of the initiative in the golf community. But
Patriot Golf Day.
Patriot Golf Day. What I'm getting to is, they're now working their way into the shooting community with Patriot Range Days.
That's right, and that's where we actually got a chance to do that podcast,
exactly,
which really
right.
was a – I remember that night. We really kind of – we connected, you know. And Tom with Bushnell, great advocate. I've got Mike Alday here with us. You know, he just introduced me to the Rocky Boots folks. And, you know, I was just over there, and I'm looking at their stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, what – what a great message we have in this country where, you know, Smith and Wesson and others can come together and support our men and women in uniform, sell their products, think about capitalism, giving back, philanthropy, and all those things. That's what America's all about. And I always say, you know, whatever happens in Washington stays in Washington. At the grassroots level, we're going to make a difference.
Well, here's what's interesting and exciting to me. You may or may not know this. Smith & Wesson sponsors a pro shooter by the name of Trevor Balcom. He's he was paralyzed in a Black Hawk accident in Afghanistan in, I want to say, 2005, but you have to check me on those dates. He is now one of Smith & Wesson's sponsored shooters. In addition to that, he is also his children are going to be recipients of Folds of Honor Foundation scholarships.
Right. That's right. What a connection.
We're kind of bringing this thing all around full circle. So, again, a gun company like Smith & Wesson taking care of another war fighter who's come back with life-altering injuries and multiple benefits for multiple families out of the Folds of Honor Foundation.
Well, and I think that's the connection. That's the support system that we have. I mean, the American people are vibrant, and they've been great to me in my recovery. I mean, it wasn't easy taking a first step after an amputation and thinking, you know what is my life going to look like? Where am I going to be? There's a lot of vets that are homeless and a lot of vets that just don't have the support here. And you know what? We're here to just provide some seed of hope, not only for them, but for their families. We think education is the way to go. But the other thing is, you know, I was talking to folks from the NRA earlier this morning, and what a great concept that we have all these companies that come together from all over the world. We're selling these great products. We're investing back in making sure that people have jobs, that there's vibrancy in our country. And then sometimes some of our leaders just tear that down. And that bothers me in a way, because you know what? If you show up at this place, you're going to see the energy, the commitment, the engineering, and more importantly, just the passion behind all of these products and what everybody's created. And that's what I love about that. And look at you. You're like wearing this shirt. Yep. Has our foundation on there. I mean,
got the logo on the new new team shirt.
You got to look great, man.
I can support it. I mean, that's the least I can do. Tell the people out there who are hearing this maybe for the first time, haven't heard of Folds of Honor Foundation, how can they get involved? What can they do to help?
Well, they can go ahead and support Patriot Range Day. You know, they can go to a participating range, ask them to give a dollar or two when they go out there to that range, or, you know, they can actually have an event for us. They could certainly call, they can go to our website, foldsofhonor.org.
There it is.
And 918-274-4700 and get involved. And then basically, you know, host an event in their location and bring me out to speak. And I tell you what, I get all, you know how I am.
He's fiery.
I get fired up, and I'm about red, white, and blue. You know that.
Yeah, well, I do, and that's why you're always an exciting guest on the podcast. Major Ed, thank you for your time, sir.
Well, thank you, and to everybody out there, God bless the United States of America. Hoorah! Thank you.